October 4, My grace is sufficient for thee. He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Through all my sickness the last 8 months, I have had during my sleepless hours the most precious contemplations of the love of God to man, expressed in the wonderful sacrifice made to save him from ruin. I love to repeat the name of Jesus, how full of sweetness, light, and love it is. Looking upon the cross, at the humiliations and sufferings endured in bearing our sins, that his righteousness might be imputed to us, softens the heart and fills the soul with his love. When pain has seemed to be almost unbearable, I have looked to Jesus and prayed most earnestly, and he has been beside me, and the darkness has passed away, and all has seemed light. The very air seemed like precious fragrance. How glorious seemed the truth, how uplifting. I could rest in the love of Jesus. Pain was still my portion, but the promise, My grace is sufficient for thee, was enough to give me comfort. The sharpest pain seemed to be converted into peace and rest. For hours in the night season I have had sweet communion with God. My mind seemed to be illuminated. I had no disposition to murmur or complain. Jesus was the spring of my hope and my joy and courage. Heaven has seemed to be very near, and Christ the great physician, my restorer, the remedy of all sickness. In him all fullness dwells. Jesus is music to my ears, and although drinking the cup of suffering, the water of life was presented to me to quench my thirst. Christ is our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. Through these months of suffering, I have had such precious views of the goodness of Jesus that I want them never to become dim. I believe now that my sickness in this strange country is a part of God's plan. How urgently my soul pleads for the heavenly endowment. Of myself I can do nothing. The power and the glory is all of God.